Chapter 5. Now on the third day, Esther put on her royal garments and stood in the inner courtyard, looking toward the royal palace, while the king was seated on his royal throne in the audience chamber, facing the palace doorway. He saw Queen Esther standing in the courtyard and made her welcome by extending toward her the golden staff which she held. She came up to him and touched the top of the staff. Then the king said to her, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even if it is half of my kingdom, it shall be granted you." "If it please your majesty," Esther replied, "come today with Haman to a banquet I have prepared." And the king ordered, "Have Haman make haste to fulfill the wish of Esther." First Banquet of Esther. So the king went with Haman to the banquet Esther had prepared. During the drinking of the wine, the king said to Esther, "Whatever you ask for shall be granted, and whatever request you make shall be honored, even if it is for half of my kingdom." Esther replied, "This is my petition and request. If I have found favor with the king, and if it pleases your majesty to grant my petition and honor my request, come with Haman tomorrow to a banquet which I shall prepare for you, and then I will do as you ask." Haman's plot against Mordecai. That day, Haman left happy and in good spirits. But when he saw that Mordecai at the royal gate did not rise, and showed no fear of him, he was filled with anger toward him. Haman restrained himself, however, and went home, where he summoned his friends and his wife Zeresh. He recounted the greatness of his riches, the large number of his sons, and just how the king had promoted him and placed him above the officials and royal servants. Moreover, Haman added, "Queen Esther invited no one but me to the banquet with the king. Again tomorrow I am to be her guest with the king. Yet none of this satisfies me as long as I continue to see the Jew Mordecai sitting at the royal gate." His wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him, "Have a gibbet set up, 50 cubits in height, and in the morning ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on it. Then go to the banquet with the king in good cheer." This suggestion pleased Haman, and he had the gibbet erected.